Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Radio Nova, the IBI, and funded by Comisiún na mBian with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
This week on Ours to Protect on Radio Nova with Trac O'Brien on, we're looking at the Building Energy Rating, or BER. So first things first, how and where do you find out what your BER is? I recently met up with Ciarán Byrne from the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland, or the SEAI.
It's been mandatory since 2006 to have a BER cert. So if you bought your home since then, there would have had to be provided with one. So you can get onto our website. You can put in either the BER, you might have a BER number somewhere, or if you don't, your MPRN, which is on your electricity bill, you can pop that in.
You'll
get on the database, and then it'll say if there's a BER. So if you're sitting there in a house in Athlone, you go, geez, we bought the house in 2010. We have no idea about Burke. Where might that be? Pop onto the website, get your MPRN number, which is top right-hand corner of your electrical bill. You can put it in, and you can see what's there for you. If you have nothing at all, and quite a number of homes in the country don't, you can get a BER assessor. And again, pop onto our website. There's a list of BER assessors. They'll come out and do a building energy rating of your home. There's a grant of €50 towards that. And what that'll do is that'll tell you where your home is currently at. But also, there's an advisory report in the back of that, which is a high-level report. But it says, look, your home, just for example, say your home is at a D1 rating.
Yeah.
And the rating scale goes from an A1 right down to a G. So A1 being the best, G being the worst. So if it's a D1 rating, it'll say, here's what you need to do, and here's the order in which you need to do it to try and improve your
rating. That's excellent, yeah, because it's that kind of guide that people need. Yeah.
Exactly.
Thanks very much, Ciarán.
No problem. Thanks.
Well worth getting an assessor out to look at your house and help you plan moving it towards a more energy efficient rating. And there's a grant available from the SEAI to help with that. So is the BER rating of a house beginning to add value to it? I met with auctioneer Linda Coyne from the Drogheda Property Shop and started by asking her, is the BER becoming more prominent and relevant in the property market?
Now, more so, people are looking at the bigger picture.
Okay.
I was speaking to our BER engineer. He's been doing our BER certs for our clients since 2016.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Kirkby of Kirby Energy Solutions in Dundalk. And he was saying that, you know, yes, it's been 10 years since they were mandatory for rental and sale, and it also expires after 10 years. So they're a little bit busier the last couple of years.
Okay, so you've got to keep on,
have to renew after 10 years. So that's making it a little bit busier. But also, people are more conscious, not necessarily of the efficiency and the sustainability of their house, but of the environment.
They're looking
at it for that reason. And he feels that it has picked up also quite a bit because the grants are working to some extent. People are looking. I mean, for example, we have a little property, terrace property in Drogheda that really hasn't been insulated since it was built so many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's 100 mil in the attic. We're looking at getting another 300-400 mil put in. You know, everything lagged, pipes, jack. You're talking anything from 1,600 to 2,200.
Yeah.
But there's a grant there for 1,200.
Okay.
So that makes it viable.
It's a big chunk, one step at a time.
We don't see vendors or landlords doing huge amount of work to their houses, you know, completely overhauling.
Okay.
But they will try to bite the apple one bite at a time.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're the low-hanging fruit. The new boiler after 20 years, the insulation, upgrading that, tightening up the windows, etc.
To change everything would cost an awful lot.
Mm-hmm.
So it is about taking steps as you go.
Yeah, it is. It is. And we see that people are keener to take steps now than they were 15 years ago. No question about it. As I said, 15 years ago, it was a tick-the-box exercise.
Yeah.
It was something that was mandatory. But now people are very conscious of, bit by bit, we can get there.
And it's interesting what you said, that it's not just a financial decision now. Part of this is people are recognising this is something we should all be doing.
Yeah.
You know, we all have a bit of responsibility to the space around us to conserve as much as we can. But listen, Linda Coyne, thanks very much for your time today.
You're absolutely welcome. Thank you very much for having me.
That's Linda Coyne from the Drogheda Property Shop describing the gradual approach that people are taking to improve their BER. And that people are beginning to look at it as a personal responsibility as well as a financial decision. There's lots of advice out there on how you can improve the energy efficiency of your home, and the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland website seai.ie is a great place to start. Don't forget that you can listen back to all the features on the Ours to Protect page on nova.ie or on ourstoprotect.ie.
Ours to Protect is funded by Comisú na mBean with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Radio Nova and the IBI. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more.